Today's daf is Tmura Daf Tes, and we will begin from the top line of Daf Tes Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Tzora Aliza. So we're beginning the second week of Mesechtes Tmura, and the first week, as we saw, was more of a digression than an analysis of the sugyas of Tmura. We learned about Kachei Akum, Lav Shein Vaymaisa, Machloikis Abaye V'Rova, Yovid Mahani, Yovid Loi Mahani. Friday's daf spoke about the Isser to be Maktish, an animal that has a mum. Regardless, from here, pretty much towards the end of the Masechta, we're going to get into some of the real meat and potatoes of the halachas of Tmura. It's a real kachim de galimur. And on that note, Zokta Mishnah, Mimirin, Min Hatzoyin ala Bakar, Umin Habakar ala Tzoyin. So again, what's Tmura? Somebody has an animal that's Hektish. Doesn't matter what type of hektish it is, whether it's a chatas or an oila or a nasham or a shlamin, and he decides that he wants to transfer the kedusha from this animal onto another animal. So he says that this behemoth that's chulin, it should be hektish tmuras, the animal that's hektish. It says the Mishnah that it doesn't matter if you're transferring, you're doing the tmura from tzoyin to baka or from baka to tzoyin. Min akfasim alo izim u min izim ala kfasim. Min ascharim ala nekevas u min nekevas ala ascharim. Min atmim al balim u min. It doesn't matter if you're transferring from an animal that's a tamim with animum to an animal that's a mul. Or min balim u min ala tmim. Either way, if you do a tmura from a behemoth that's hektish onto a behemoth that's chulin, you're going to be over the two lines. As the pasuk says, and the makar is that the Torah doesn't distinguish between different types of animals. The point is, it doesn't matter what type of animal you're transferring from, what type of animal you're transferring onto. Either way, the halacha is that you're going to be chayev for the isur tmura. Says the Mishnah, ve'ezahu toiv bira, bali mumim shekadam ekteshem esmumim. So the Gemara is going to discuss this in greater detail, but the Mishnah says that when we say the halacha is that there's an isur tmura, if you transfer from a behema that has a mum onto a behema of chulin, it's only if the animal developed its mum after it was already hektish. But had it had its mum before it was hektish, then there'd be no halach of tmura. So we'll see more about that in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara minan imili. How do you know the halach of the Mishnah, the Tanu Rabbanon? So a braisa that really mirrors the Mishnah, behema b'behema. It says you're not allowed to switch behema b'behema. It doesn't say what type of a behema. Mikan shem nemir min atzayin ala bakar min abakar ala atzayin min akvasim ala izim u min izim ala akvasim u min ascharim ala nekevos u min nekevos ala ascharim u min balim u min ala atmimim u min atmimim al balimum. Says the braisa yochel afilu kodemum lekdeisham. I would have thought that if you're telling me that you could do tmura from an animal that has a mum onto an animal that doesn't have a mum, so maybe if the animal that's hektish, that has a mum, had the mum before it became hektish, maybe that halacha should be the same. Talmud loymar, it says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer roysoi, toiv bira, oira betoiv, ve'ezeu toiv bira, balimumim shekodam hektesha nesmum. So, two things. Number one, the Gemara's understanding that when it says in the Pasuk, toiv bira, oira betoiv. Right again, what does the Pasuk say? Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer roysoi, toiv bira, oira betoiv. So, Pashut, how do you read the Pasuk? If you would be Mavisadra, it doesn't matter if the animal that's hektish now is the better one, or if it's the lesser one. Toiv is the better animal, ra is the lesser animal. But in Yonenu, the Gemara is saying, toiv also means a good animal in the sense that it's a tam. Ra in the sense that it's a balmum. And what the Pasuk is saying is, it doesn't matter if the behemoth schulim is a balmum, or if the behemoth that's hektish is a balmum. So even if there's one sad, one of the two animals is a balmum, it doesn't negate the halacha of tmuras. So you'll still be able to affect the tmuras. Stating that, the Mishnah and the Braisa both say that the only time you could do tmura from an animal that has a mum, again, if the hektish animal is a mum, is if it was kadam hektesh on the mumam. First it was hektish, then it got its mum. But if it would have been kadam mumam the hektesh on, then it would be different. What's the difference? So this is a kachim 101 idea. It's not exclusive to the laws of tmura, but it's more in terms of generally understanding the laws of hektish. And that is that once an animal has a mum, if you're going to be makdish that animal, the animal will never get full kedusha. So if an animal's hektish and then it develops a mum, so there's nothing you can do. It was hektish, it developed a mum, things happen. So at that point, it's going to retain its kedusha. Now the fact that it has a mum negates the kedusha a little bit to the point that now you can be poyded, it has a din of psulei amikdashim, so it has a special shulchan aruch. But in terms of the echas of the kedusha, being that the hektish was there before the mum, it has regular kedusha. If an animal is kadam mumam behektashon, so the animal betchilas briyasa shala hektish, it was already being chal on an animal with a mum. At that point, the hektish is never fully chal. In fact, the sug hektish, we're going to see this in the coming dafin, is kedushas damim. It's not even kedushas haguf. It was never chal a proper kedushas haguf. It was never chal a proper kachim mizbeach. How does it affect our halacha? You can't do tmura. You can only do tmura from an animal that has a proper kedusha. So an animal that has a mum, does it have a proper kedusha or not? It depends. If it was kadam hektashon mumon, then it has a proper kedusha. If it was kadam mumon hektashon, then it doesn't have a proper kedusha. How does it affect tmura? Because you can only do tmura with an animal that has a proper. Now, this is, of course, if the mum is a mum kavua. If the mum would be a mum oiver, then anyways, that's a secondary type of mum. That will never really affect the kedusha of the animal. But we're dealing with a mum kavua. If it was kadam mum hektashon, it doesn't have a proper hektish. So the halacha is that it would, but the question is, how do you know that? Meaning, it's true, generally we know from a hektish and from a kachim standpoint that if you have an animal with a mum kavua, where it was kadam mum lekdeshon, it doesn't have a proper kedusha. But we're still saying a chiddush. We're saying that because it doesn't have a proper kedusha, that affects the halachas of tmura. So it says the Gemara at the end of the day, my Talmudah. How do you know that? Meaning, if anything, when the pasuk gets mashma, that it doesn't matter if it's toiv bara or rabbi toiv, you could always do this tmura. So the question is, how do you know that the only time you could do tmura from an animal that has a mum is if it was kodam hektashon the mumam? Amar Abaye. Abaye said, because there's a drush in the pasuk. Name a kro leyachli fenav leyomer oisoi toiv bira oi ra b'toiv achrino lomeli. Why did Torah have to tell me the word toiv twice? Meaning the pasuk seems to be a little bit wordy. Leyachli fenav leyomer oisoi toiv bira oi ra b'toiv. Why does it say rabbitoy? What do I need the second toy for? Shmami, no, you know what's coming to teach me. So you see, there's a lot of oisius katanas here. So there's issues with the girsa. But the point is that shmami, no, toy mei kari oisat mura, rami kari ein oisat mura. The reason the Torah said the word toy a second time is to tell me that when we say that you can do a toy bara, toiv bara means the behemoth chulin is the first one mentioned, is the toiv. The behemoth kachim is the one that's ra, is only if it was a rabbit toiv. What does it mean it was a rabbi toiv? It was toiv meikar. So it was kadam ekdeshon the mumma. But if it was kadam mumma ekdeshon, then you wouldn't be able to do it more. Rav Amar Rav says a little bit differently. He says, travayu toiv yituri miyatri. The two mentions of the word toiv in the pasuk are extra. Not only the second toiv, but both toivs. Toiv bera, the toiv is extra. A rabbi toiv, the toiv is extra. Why? Because imkei nichtev kro loyachli fenav layomir oisoi bera. Oy rabbi, lomelina michtav chavayu toiv. Why does it have to say the word toiv twice? Says Rava chatoiv afilu betoiv nami ki memri laki. One to tell me that there's an issa tmuru even if both animals are toiv. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a second, why would you think not that way? But meaning there would have been a havamina had it not said toiv, then maybe the only time you could do tmuru is if one of the two animals or if both of the animals have mumen. But it could be if they're both not, they're both toiv, maybe it'd be a problem. That's what the Torah had to mention. Toiv, and what's the idich toiv meikara is tmura meikara ino is tmura. Like Abaye said, the second toiv is coming to tell me that the halacha that you could do tmura from an animal that has a mum is only if this animal that has a mum was toiv meikara, meaning it was kadam hekdesh on the mumen. But if it was kadam mumam lekdeshon, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Abaye, meaning, what's the chiluk between Rav and Abaye? Rav said both toivs were extra. Abaye said only one of the toivs were extra. So Rav said both were extra. Rav explained that the reason the Torah had to write the two toivs is one to teach me the halacha of kadam lekdeshon mumam. The other one to teach me that the halacha of tumur is not only negeya, where one of the two animals or both of them have mumen, but even if they're both tamim, they're both not bali mumen, even then you're going to have that halacha. Rava felt the Torah had to say the word toiv to teach me that. Had the Torah not said the word toiv, I wouldn't have known that. Says the Gemara, Abaye, it doesn't sound like he needs anything extra to teach me that halacha. So says the Gemara, Abaye, how does he know that? Kal v'chaymer. He says, I know from a kal v'chaymer. Ma toiv bera, dilui kama ali lei loki, madach, if the behemoth hektish hedemum. And now you're doing a tamura to an animal that's a tamim. It's a problem.
meaning you're upgrading the hekdesh. You're taking it from a bad animal to a better animal. Mandich, that's going to be a problem. Like Koshkin. And certainly if they're both good, it should be a problem. V'rava, ain't no adin. Rava says, true, it's good kal v'chaymer. Meaning, you're right, based on kal v'chaymer, once the Torah tells me there's an issa t'mura where one of the two animals has a mum, so you would say kal v'chaymer if they're both toiv. That it should be a problem. Oh, but we don't make kavuchaymers when it comes to malchus, and we know there's malchus by tmura. That's the first mishnah. So if it's arbot, so mean that there's malchus when it comes to tmura. And ein oichman adin. That's why you need a abaya. Abaya doesn't hold of ein oichman adin. A malach is going to tell you hi lav dinahu. This is not a kavuchaymer because migara toiv meira. Kavuchaymer is where I know one thing, and now me kavuchaymer, I want to learn something completely different. Abaya is going to say that in the sugi of tmura, there's no chilik between yamum or not mum. It's not Pshat the Torah is talking about a certain type of animal and now I need the meat of Kal V'chaymer to teach me the other animal. What's the difference if it has a mum or it doesn't have a mum? The Torah is right. And if the Torah tells me Behema b'behema, there's a halacha of Tmura, the Torah rather mentioned it by a Balmum. But I don't need the meat of Kal V'chaymer to know Tamim because Abaya holds that in Svara there's no difference between a Balmum and between the Tamim. And as a result, I don't have to come on to a Kal V'chaymer to be Marbid. A little bit more Gemara, we're going to come back to this. Tana Rabbana, lo yachlifen b'shalach eber lo yomar oisik b'shalatzmai. So it says in the Torah, lo yachlifen b'lo yomar oisik. Those are the two laven of Tmur. So lo yachlifen means that you're not let to swap with somebody else's animal. V'lo yomar oisik means with your own animal. Freit Gemara, v'lichtav lo yachlifenu, v'lo yboi lo yomar oisik. Let it say lo yachlifenu, and I would know lo yomer oisay. So the Gemara says, "Ikas avachi." Had it said that, have I mean? I would have thought teitzezu v'tikonezu hu detilki. Avol meime the chavayu kamaktesh lu emoloi laki. Meaning lo yachlifenu teaches me that I'm not allowed to be machlif with somebody else's animal. Lo yomer oisay, I can't do it with my own animal. But there's also another mashmois in the word of lo yachlifenu versus the word lo yomer oisai. Lo yachlifenu is mashma that I want to switch it. I want to do a chalipin. Or what does chalipin mean? I'll give you this, you give me that. It's a swap. So instead of the kedusha being here, the kedusha should be somewhere else. Lo yomer oisai has a different connotation, the Gemara says. It's mashma, not that I want to switch it, but I want to take from this and I want to add it to that. So I'm not replacing the kedusha, I'm adding it. The bottom line is, each one is teaching me something that I wouldn't know from the other. Lo yachlifenu somehow inherently is more mashma that I'm switching with somebody else's thing. Lo yomer oisai is mashma your own. But at the same time, lo yachlifenu is mashma that I want to swap it. As opposed to lo yomer oisai, it's mashma, I just want to extend it. I want to be mamshechit. It's for that reason Torah has to tell me both, because I wouldn't know one without the other. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that lo yachlifenu is teaching me halacha that there's an issa t'mura with somebody else's animal. How do you do t'mura with somebody else's animal? Let's understand this a little bit better. Is it talking about, meaning which animal belongs to somebody else? Is it the behema schulin that somebody else? So you wake up one morning, you decide that you have an animal that's hektish, I want to switch the kedusha onto Chaim Yankel's animal. It doesn't work that way. Why? Me matzi maktish? Could you make somebody else's animal hektish? Ishki hektish beis kodesh Hashem. Rachman ma beis bereshusay. I have kol bereshusay. This is hektish 101. This is kinyanim 101. You can't sell somebody's thing. You can't be maktish somebody else's thing. So says the Gemara, I need a pasuk to tell me you can't do tamura onto somebody else's animal. It's no different than any other form of hektish. And just like I can't be maktish somebody else's animal in the traditional way, I shouldn't be able to do it in the Tmura way either. Ella says the Gemara, Behemah the Hektish, the Alma of Chulnidei. Maybe where it's Negeya, this halacha of Lo Yachlifenu, is where the Hektish animal belonged to somebody else, and it's your Chulin animal. So I have a Chulin animal, and I want to now go over to somebody else's animal that's Hektish, and I want to transfer the Kedusha from that animal onto my animal. That maybe I should be able to do. I'm not making somebody else's animal Hektish. I'm taking from somebody else's animal onto my animal. I'm ganvening some of the kedusha from his animal. Now, I'm not going to make his animal chulin, because what does the Torah say? The halacha of tamura is v'hayu tamurasa yekaydish. They're both going to be hektish anyways. So maybe that's something I should be able to do. But the Gemara says, no, me matfis, bedavish einu shaloi. Could I be matfis? Could I ganva from somebody else's thing? I can't do that either. So the Gemara says, so what are we talking about? The oilam, the behema, the hektish, the alma, v'chul nidei. Says, what really is talking about where it's your own chulin and somebody else's hektish. So again, the question is, how could I take from somebody else's hektish? Mean matfis, bedover she'inish aloi, going to omar mori, the behema the hektish. It's talking about with a person that owned the animal of hektish said, he said, if anybody wants to take, I give you rishos. Now, Mechaz Chedek speaks out that he didn't make him a shliach. because if he would have made him a shliach, and shliach with varavera, then you're running into issues. Midli like naimser and l'shliach. Yeah, it touches on command every sugya in the Torah Shabbat Peh of shlichos. But he didn't make him a shliach. He just said if somebody wants to do it, he could do it. He somehow relinquished rights to go now and take from his animal and make a tmura. Once you do that, you don't have the problem of ino the matvis b'davah shein shalai. Therefore, the Gemara is coming to say that if you want to go ahead and do this, you'd be able to do it. So a few ha'aris. Number one, you see from this braisa, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisai, that lo yachlifenu and lo yomir teach me two separate halachas. The Gemara said, lo yachlifenu is b'shal acherim, v'lo yomir oisai is b'shal atzmai. Let's go back to Tosfos on the Beis Amar Aleph that we mentioned twice last week. Tosfos asks a kasha that the Mishnah says, akol memirin, loy. To teach, not that you're allowed to. Lo yishadim rashay lahamer elishem hema mumer v'soifik zarbon. Frank ta isakasha soifik zarbon v'mtoimer amai lo itani shmoinen. Dachsiv lo yachlifenu v'lo yomerois. So we spoke after the Marsha this week. The Marsha said that the Gemara says that really the isa tmura is a lav shenit glase because it says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomerois, but it also says that if you're going to go ahead and do it v'mhamer yomer behema b'vehema v'yuu tmuras yir kodesh. So the Gemara says if that's the case, why do you get malchus? The Gemara says, because there's two lavin, and one I say, so the Marsha Masech is chulin dapes. This Tosfos is a tmura dapes. It's also chulin dapes, same exact Tosfos. And Marsha over there says that it's so poshut why you don't get shmoinim. You know why? Because the Gemara said that really it's a lav shenet glase. No, for us, there's two lavin and one I says. So for one of them, it's netek glase, you're not going to get malchus. For the other one, it's not netek glase, you will get malchus. Now Tosfos says the Marsha, which one is netek glase? I have no idea. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. L'nyonenu, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you know for sure that one loisase is not nitta klase, and for that loisase, you're going to get a malchus. So it's pasha why you say fikas arbar. Why not shmoinim? Because one of them is nitta klase. That was the Marsha's teretz. But what's Tosfos' teretz? We had to wait for that test to learn Tosfos' teretz. V'oidei shloimah, Tosfos says that you know why there's no, because the Gemara says in daf test, Amar Aleph, that lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai is really teaching me two separate halachas. One is talking about behem shel acher. One is talking about behemah zatzim. How's it going to get behemah shel acherim when the person is the color oitzer l'hamer yomer v'yomer? But the point is it's talking about two different cases. So either you're going to be yoyver l'yachlifenu or you're going to be yoyver v'layomer oisai. It depends. If it's somebody else's animal, then it's going to be l'yachlifenu. If it's your own animal, it's going to be v'layomer oisai. But at the end of the day, you're never going to be yoyver both. So if you're never going to be yoyver both, zoktais is very, very simple. That's the reason you need to be soifer garbon. You're not going to be soifer shmei. That's the first order. The second order is that the Gemara said alumnus. Just like a person can't be makdish an animal that doesn't belong to him, ino the makdish davar she'ina shaloi, so to ino the matfis davar she'ina shaloi. So in the context of Tamura, the Gemara argued that if you're going to go over to somebody else's animal and you're going to say that I want his animal or my animal should be hektish, Tamura's, his animal, you won't be able to do it. And it's really a chiddush because I'm not really doing anything to his animal. What am I doing? His animal's going to be hektish anyways. But it doesn't matter. It's still something that I'm not allowed to do. Rabbi Chanan in Kovit Shiurim, so it's in the end of Chelik Beis, he has Ha'aris HaMasechtes Tmur. It's a few pages. Ha'aris HaMasechtes Tmur. One of the aris that he brings is Shamati. He said, I heard a kasha that somebody asked that why is this different than Nedarim? Meaning we know that Nedarim works with Hatfasa as well. Right, if somebody wants to make a neder, the lashon that's used throughout Shas is koinim. Right, koinim. Koinim bosses are alike. What does koinim mean? Koinim doesn't mean neder. Koinim is a kinui for the word carbon. So when a person says koinim bosses are alike, if he would be speaking more properly, he would say carbon bosses are alike. What does basa have to do with carbon? Because the way people would make nadarim is they wouldn't just say, I want this basa to be asr. They would be matfisit in something else. They would say, just like this carbon is asr, so I want this piece of meat to be asr as well. And the Ran at the beginning of Masechet Nedarim discusses, is that the real way to make a neder? Ikur neder is with that fasa, without that fasa. Could be if you make it without that fasa, it only works midin yad. And when you make atfasa, atshiyidah bedavar hanah, there's a whole shulchan aruch and Torah, the round beginning of the Dharm, the round beginning of the second parak of Sachta Shavuos, vadvarim matikin. But regardless, there's a concept of making a neder using hatfasa. Not just saying, I want this meat to be asr, but I want this meat to be asr just like that carbon is asr, or just like that piece of meat is asr. When a person makes a koinim, the meat that he's being matfis from, does it have to belong to him? Avadanat. Avadanat. There's no such halacha. Not just that, Rabbi Chanan says it's pasha that if a person would make a koinin bizman hazeh, it would work. There's no carbon bizman hazeh. It doesn't even exist in the whole world. Because you're being matfis, not in a mafurish a koinin, in the concept of koinomis. So Rabbi Chanan says, shamati lahaksho, is that what's the difference between being matfis by Tmura versus Hatfasa by Kanamis? Hatfasa by Kanamis, there's no halacha that it has to be yours. Yet by Tmura, the Gemara said, Eina the matfis dovish, Eina shaloi. The only way you could be matfis from somebody else's animal is to give you rishos. He says, Kaloraitza lahamir, yavi v'yavi. But otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. So the kasha was, what's the difference? And Rabbi Chanan said, very simple. Rabbi Chanan said, because ordinarily, when you do Hatfasa, nothing is coming from the thing that you're being matfis from. It's just a lashon, it's a sprach. You're just explaining what you're doing. But there's nothing going on in the Ilamos. Nothing is really happening. There's no energy connects the thing that you want now should be Aser with the thing that's already Aser. There's nothing connecting them. It's just an abstract point, exactly, that you're making. It's your way of expressing what it is you're trying to do. So instead of simply saying, I want this piece of meat to be Aser, I'm saying, you know, that's Aser. It's the taich of what I'm doing. But it's not inherently taking anything from that animal. There's no connection, there's no energy, there's no chibur, there's no kasher, there's nothing between these two animals. But Tmura says, Rabbi Chanan, you see from this sugya, this gemara, a tremendous insight into the lumdus of Tmura. And that is when you do a Tmura, vayu tmurasa yeh kodesh, this behemoth chulin, right now, that's going to become hektish. The Torah says, vayu tmurasa yeh hek. It's going to be hektish. Where is it getting that kedusha from? Where's he getting the kedusha from? From the animal that he's being matfis from. He says it's muchach in this gemara. Because otherwise, what's the problem? They know the matfis dovish ain't shalai. So you see, it's taking from it. To take from somebody else's ach. Yeah, you can't do it. You need rishus to do that. That's something you can't do. And even if it's not affecting him, it doesn't matter. Right? Zen nenev is a lechaser. Kaifin al midastoyim. I don't know, you have to sit down and learn bavikama. Remember what gzela is. But it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The bottom line is that you're taking from somebody else's thing. And if you're going to ganver from his thing, you have to have rishus. Kainomis, you're not taking anything. It's just a marshal. You're just using it in the marshal. It's the Dubna Magid's marshal. That's all it is. The nimshal is, I want this to be us. You're not taking anything from the marshal. Over here, you're physically taking something from the animal that's hektish. And being that you're taking from it,
it identifies as that. You identify that animal.
Right. Right. Exactly. And it's for that reason it's going to be an issue. Either way, we have some raid to talk about as it relates to Ein Oinshim and Adin, but we also have an intense on the base to learn. So let's go Vaitin. If we have some time, we'll get back to this. A person could say that I want one animal that's chulin to be tmuras, two animals that are hektish. Or two animals that are chulin should be tmuras, one animal that's hektish. Just because, it doesn't have to be one for, even though the Torah says behemo, behemo, so it sounds like mano a mano, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. One for two, two for one, you have the same halacha. Not just that, echa b'meya, maybach, even 1 to 100 and 100. Shimon says, eim amir al echad echad. Shenema b'hoyu hu, ut murasa yeh kodesh, ma hu miyuchad, afi miyuchedes. Who is a lashon yachid? So once one has to be in the singular, they both have to be in the singular. So remember, nine million ton rabbanon. Behemo, behemo, mikanchim, mirim, echad bebeis, ubeis beechad, echad bemeh, meh beechad. Shimon says, ein mirim, ela echad beechad. Shenema behemo, bebehemo, veloi behemo, bebehemois, veloi behemois, bebehemo. Amruloi, matzinu behemois, shekruy behemo. That's not a diik. Behema versus behemois is not a diik. Because you find sometimes behemois are referred to in the singular. Shenemar u behema rabba. Rab Shem, behema rabba ikri, behema stam lo ikri. Behema rabba, that you do fine. But behema, to mean many behemas, that's not something you find. Says the Gemara, time is Rab Shem, mishum behemo. Is that really Pshan and Rab Shimon, meaning Rab Shimon in the Brisa says, Behema in the singular, Vatayim and Rab Shimon, Mishum Hu. Rab Shimon in the Mishnah gave a different reason. He said it's based on the word Hu. Mahu Miyuchid, Af Tmura Miyuchedes. The Gemara says, Mikam, Rab Shimon, Min Vahayu Tmurasoi. Initially, Rab Shimon said, you want to know my Makar is, it says Hu. Because the Dashi Rabbanon, Mi Behema, Bi Behema, Amal Hu Iu, Mehasam Nami Matsino, the Mail of Time in the Day. Meaning, he said, Rab Shimon originally, Hu. That was his Makar. And then he told Rabbanon, what do you hold? They said, what do you mean? He says, behema, behema, it's mashma. Many Rav Shimon said, really, you want to go down that road? Even if you want to darshan behema, behema, I think it's also mashma like me. Because at the end of the day, behema is also mentioned, beloshin yach. It's okhti gemar. Amar ish lakish. Moide Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon who said that you can't do tmura for one onto two or from two onto one. Ein memirin ela echad be'echad. Says Reb Shlokish, Reb Shimon's moed, the shememirin v'chayzer mumemirin. Meaning this, that you could only do one for one. That's one at a time. So one, at, in one shot, you could do one behemoth schulin for one behemoth hakdash. But let's say you did tamura, and then you go back to the same animal, that hakdash, and you want to now do tamura on another animal. That you could do. Shlokish is not saying that there's only one usage, so to speak, for this animal. After that, you exercised all your tamura rights from this animal. You're going to have to go use another animal.
Even according to Reb Shimon.
Right, yeah, in Reb Shimon. Amar Reb Shlokish, Moed Reb Shimon. Shememirin v'chayzer mumemirin. So if you want to go back a second time, you could go, my time, the Kedusha Rishayin of the Hakdash, there's Leichon Olcha. He says, why not? If, meaning, now that we understand the lumdus a little bit, the Rabbi Chanan's insight, we're getting into it now. That was time to learn Tamura now. So we're getting into the lumdus that Tamura takes away. So there'd be makom to say that once you took away, I can't do it again. But at the end of the day, says Reish Lakish, it's not true. Because Kedusha Rishayna, the Hektish, like another, didn't go anywhere. V'hayu Tamurasi Yekaydish says that even though I'm taking, it's like you take from a fire. You don't weaken the fire. So I take a took from you, but the mind said nothing weakened. So based on that, Reish Lakish said, even Reb Shimon is going to be mighty. Reb Yechon and Reb Yechon says, no, k'shem she'im emirin beiz be'echot, kach em emirin v'chayzum emirin. Yechonon argues, big machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had to understand Rabbi Shimon. Something went. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasid Reish Lakish. So to complicate things, we have a brice like Rabbi Yochanan and a brice like Reish Lakish. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Mefurish a brice. Kishem she'im emirim echav v'shnayim. Kach em emirim v'chayzer emirim. Tanya kavasid Reish Lakish. Yochanan kishem shamer Rabbi Shimon she'im emirim shnayim echav kach em emirim v'chayzer emirim. No. Tamad leim avayu t'murasei filum meyav. No. That Rabbi Shimon holds dafka. At the same time, you can't do more than one. But memirin v'chayzim u'memir. Bayi Rab Abin. Rab Abin klar the shayla. Divrei yoyim ein memir v'chayzim memirin. According to the man dama that holds, ein memirin v'chayzim memirin. Who's that? Rabbi Yochanan alibid Rabbi Shimon. Hifrish ashan l'schaper bayi. Somebody was mafrish a carbon ashan, and this is dafka a carbon ashan. This is important for the case. So someone was mafrish a carbon ashan because he needed a kapara. Right, the five people that need a carbon ashan. He was one of the five people that are chayv to bring an ashan. The hamer bayi, and he did tmura. The humam. Afterwards, the ashan developed a mum. The chilulay alacha. Now that it has a mum, it's psulia b'ktashim. He has a right to be poided if he so chooses, and that's what he did. He went and he was poida the carbon asham, meaning he transferred the kedusha from this onto another animal. So now he has another animal. This is animal number two. This second animal now has in it kedushas asham. Then it's chaper ba'asham achar, and then something happened to animal number two. He lost it. He couldn't find it. It came time to bring it. Where'd animal go? It ran away. It's in the forest somewhere. Okay, so what did he do? He was mafrish, a third animal, because he had to bring a carbon asham. And he took the third animal, and this is the animal that he's going to bring. And then he found the second animal. So what's the halacha? If someone has a carbon asham, and he lost it, he had to be mafrish, another asham. He got his kapara from that other asham, and now he finds the original asham again. So the halacha is, it becomes an oila. It's nitik la'oila. Not always, but given certain circumstances, that asham becomes an oila. What's the shayla? Ma'u sheyamer bay. Could you do tamura? Or could you not do tamura? So again, what's the case? The case is, this is going to be the theme literally for the rest of the yom. So the case is that a person had a carbon asham, he did tamura. He was chayv asham, very simple. He did tamura. He wasn't supposed to. He did. Seifiz arbam, he got his malchus. Done. Now, the asham developed a mum. So before he had a chance to be makrivit and do what he had to do with it, it developed a mum. So he couldn't be makrivit anymore. So he was paid it. So he transferred the kedusha on to another carbon asham. Then he lost that second asham. So he was mafresh a third, brought it, got his kapara. Then he found the second one. The halach is that second asham now is going to be an oil. The question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds, ein memirim v'chayzer memirim, could you do tamura now on that second animal or not? On the one end, you're going to tell me that the halach is once you do tamura from an animal, you can't do a second tamura. Now, it's not the same animal, but it came from the original asham, right? We started off with an asham. He did tamura already with that asham. So now, this is already a few generations later, so to speak, but it doesn't matter. The ma'aseh came from that original kedusha. Oh, yeah, shloima, maybe not. Because this is two levels removed. It's removed on two levels from the original asham. Number one, it's not the same animal. It's not the same animal. The animal that I did tamura on was asham number one. This is asham number two. Right? I did tour on Asham number one, it developed a mum. I got kapara from Asham number three. This is Asham. This is not the same animal, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have the same kedusha. Because once I got kapara from the third Asham, said this was nitik l'ayla, it's not even the same kedusha anymore. So number one, it's not the same guf, it's not the same chetza, it's not the same animal, and it's not the same kedusha. Right? It's not the same Asham. And it's also a different Kedusha. Because it's an Ayla. The original one was an Asham. So Rabbi Abin Shaila was, maybe over here Rabbi Yochanan's going to be Maida. Maybe over here Rabbi Yochanan's going to be Maida. That there could be tomorrow. Oh, my Abaya. So Abaya said, my kami boyle. I don't understand Rabbi Abin. Why did Rabbi Abin need such a convoluted case if he wanted to clear a Shaila? How you could have cleared a simpler Shaila? Ishne gufim v'kedusha achas. If the crux of Rabbi Abin Shaila is there a halacha of ein memirim v'chayzerim u'memirim according to Rabbi Shimon, where it's two gufen, even if it's the same kedusha, then tibayu lebelay mischaper. Meaning, why did he clear a more simple shayla? Why did he clear a shayla where a person had a carbon asher, developed a mum, he was paided, and now he wants to do a tmura with the next asham? It's not the same animal, same kedusha, they're both ashams, but it's not the same animal. So why did he need the case where the asham became an oila? Had to become an oila because he got kapara from another asham. What did he need that for? And each day, kedusha is the govechad. And if the crux of Rav Abin Shaila is, because it's a different kedusha, then tibay b'lay humam. Then he could have had the case with that humam. Person had an asham, he was mafresh, and he lost it, so he had to be mafresh another one. He got kapara from the other one, he found the original asham, now it's an oila. And the question would be, meaning Rav Abaya wanted to know what was the ikker part of Rav Abin Shaila. Rav Abin had a very fancy case. And in Rabbi Abin's case, two things are different with this animal you want to do tumura from the original animal. Number one, it's shtei gufen. It's not the same animal. Number two, it's shtei kedusha. The original was an asham. This one's an ayla. Abaya, for some reason, thought that Rabbi Abin's shayla was one of the two tzadim. And he wanted to know, what was his ikker point? The ikker nekuda that Rabbi Abin was clearing was because it's a different guf, or the ikka was because it's a different kedusha. So he said, "Mamon of shach, Rabbi Abin, whichever is the ikka shayla, pick, and that should be your shayla. What do you need such a fancy case? So either the shayla should be where you applied it, so it's not the same animal, or the shayla should be where it was nitik laila, so it's not the same kedusha." The Gemara says, "Very simple, Rabbi Abin, chadim igay chadim, kami bayle." Rabbi Abin was just masafik. This is all included in his safik. It was one big safik. Vim timtzolay b'shnei gufim kedusha achas loy. Pshuv nahi kedusha ha itmar b'chad hazimno. Shtei gufim, shtei kedusha is mao. Again, the kersoyis are, you have to understand a little bit. But the point is, what Rabbi Abin was saying was, he wasn't sure. He didn't know shnei gufim, he didn't know shtei kedushas. And then he said, "Im timtzolay me, you're going to tell me shnei gufim v'shtei kedushas, each one of those is not enough to impact halacha. What if it's shnei gufim and shtei kedushas?" A very valid shaila. Meaning, Rabbi Abin, this is all part of a safek. He wasn't sure. Regardless, says the Gemara, take lishna achrina, a slightly different lashon in this shaila. By Rabbi Abin, Rabbi Yechon, dam eim emirim v'chayzim emirim. According to Rabbi Yechon, that holds again eim emirim v'chayzim emirim. According to Rabbi Shimon, hifesh asham l'schaper boy. If someone was mafish kaber asham, think I kapar v'heim boy, and he did tmura humam, and then it developed a mum v'chilaloi. Al acher, mau sheyachze v'yomer. So in this case, what was Rabbi Abin's shayla? His shayla was not the more convoluted case that he asked in the original lashon, but rather in this case, the shayla was very simple. Where it's just two gufen. It's just two gufen. There's no sad oila over here. It's just two gufen. And the question was, do you say eim emir v'chayz emir? Only it's the same animal, but in this case, it's already a different animal. I did tumur on this animal. It had a mum. I was paided. Now it's a different animal. What are you going to say over here? Says the Gemara, "Nischaper ba'ashem achar v'nita gzela oila ma'u sheyachse v'yomer." And then he cleared a second shayla. What would be if it was nischaper ba'ashem achar? Meaning it didn't develop a mum. You had an asham and you lost it. So because you lost it, you had to get kapara from a different asham. This one now became an oila. And the question is, could you do tmura with the oila? Meaning, the two shaylas that Abaya wanted Rabbi Abin to ask in the first lishna are precisely Rabbi Abin's shaylas in the second lishna. But Abaya still wasn't happy. So in this lishna, what was Abaya's issue? I'm Abaya, how are you coming by there? So Rabbi Abin, which one is your shayla? I mean, they were both your shayla. But he said, which one is your shayla? He said, kedusha acheres ba'isugof is your shayla, where it's a different kedusha, the same goes, then loyni ba'yuhum v'chilei ba'achad. And why are you asking that shayla? And I guf acha ba'isug kedusha, loyni ba'yuhun eschapet ba'asham acha. So, I mean, pick one. You're asking two shaylas? Where says, yeah, Rabbi Abin, chodim gay chodim, kami ba'yulei. He was really asking two shaylas. Humam v'chilei l'achar, ma'ach she'yach se'v'yomer. Mi amin, do you say? The first shaila was where the first one developed the mum, you applied it. The second one is the same asham, it's just a different guf. And that was the shaila. Do you say same kedusha, I can't be applied it, or do you, well, I can't do tomorrow again, or do you say different guf, so therefore I could? Dilma the imtem tzolayma hadein acher kibin the guf acher kibin the ba'isik kedusha kam in chayzem emer el schabe basham acher v'nitik zer rishon loyla maushe yachsav yama boys. He says if you're going to tell me that talach over there is that you can't be chayzem emer, what would be if it's of a different kedusha? What's the case of a different kedusha? Different kedusha the case is where it was nitik loyla mi aminon ki a emer v'chayzem emer hani mili oisik guf be'oisik kedusha aval oisik guf kedusha acheres like in this case ein chayzem emer oidel a chayzem emer oidel ma. And he said, take it. But what's clear from the second Lishna is that he never asked the Shaila that he asked in the first Lishna. In the first Lishna, the case was where you had both. You had Tarti L'Reyesa. Number one, or Tarti L'Malyusa. Number one, it's a different animal. And number two, it's a different Kedusha. And that's where he cleared the Shaila. In the second Lishna, he's asking other. But he never asked what would be if both. It's clear from the Gemara, just Pashat, the reading of the Gemara. You see that to him was Pashat. It was Pashat him in that case that he'd be able to do Tamura again. Because it's so removed that there, even Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Shimon is never going to have his halach. The bottom line is that we had a machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnah. Could you do Tamura with two animals or not? And the case of the Mishnah was, could I take two animals of Chulin together at the same time and say, I want them both to meet Tmuras, this one animal, or can I go over to two animals of Hektish and take one animal of Chulin and say, I want this one to be Tmuras, those two? In the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, yeah. Rav Shimon says, no. We had a machlekes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how vaik, Rav Shimon said his halacha. The Rav Shimon only mean in one swoop, it has to be one for one. For you, who? That's a lashon yachid. Behema be behema. That's a lashon yachid. But to be chayzer umeimer, if I do one at a time, maybe you could do it up to 100. You could do as many as you want because kedusha lahechan alcha. Not the kedusha, even though it works with the lumness of moving around, but we said it's like a fire. It doesn't go anywhere. So at the end of the day, the chayra, maybe that should be okay, or maybe not. So Reish Lakish said you could be chayzer umeimer. Reb Yechon said you can't be chayzer umeimer. And Reb Abin and Abaya declared what would be in cases alibed the Reb Yechon when you can't be chayzer umeimer. What if it's ready? A different animal, or what if it has a different kedusha? How could an animal switch kedushas? There's a chiddush, a halacha l'maish b'sina, and asham can sometimes become an oila. Or what if it's both? It's a different animal and it's a different kedusha. The Gemara blibed to the shyness and what exactly the shayla was with a one-word answer, which is teiku. Either way, zok the Gemara vayit amra bishul ben Levi. It's a very similar exchange. Literally, this next Gemara is going to mirror the previous Gemara. So Rav Shmuel Levi said, Hektish Rishoyin, Moisef Chaymish. The halach is that if someone's makdish something and then he wants to be poided, so what's the halach? You have to be Moisef Chaymish. So if I'm being poided somebody else's hektish, I don't have to be Moisef Chaymish. But if I'm being poided my own hektish, the halach is I have to be Moisef Chaymish. Rav Shmuel Levi said, Hektish Rishoyin is Moisef Chaymish. But the ain't hektish sheni Moisef Chaymish. What would be if I was makdish something and then I was poided? So I transferred the Kedusha onto something else. And now I want to be poided some Tzveitin Mal. What we're referring to as hektish sheni. Do you have the halacha of chaymish or do you not have the halacha of chaymish? So that's Reb Shuv and Levi's halacha, that it's only hektish rishon that's moisef chaymish, but hektish sheni is not moisef chaymish. Amar Rav Papa, my time with Reb Shuv and Levi. What's the Reb Shuv and Levi? Amar Rav, the pasuk says, "V'ma maktish yigal espesei v'yasav chamishes maktish v'loy matfis." Maktish, that's kedusha rishona. The kedusha shniya works already with hatfasa. Makdish v'loy matfis boy Rababin. So Rababin cleared the same exact shayla. Hifrish asham leschaper boy v'humam. Someone was mafish a korban asham to get kapar and then he got a mum. So what did he do? He was poided. V'hoisav al of chaymish. It was moisav chaymish. He was the makdish. He was moisav chaymish. V'chil al chaver. He transferred it onto something else. Okay, now he has his son, an animal, and he lost the animal. And because of the fact that he lost that animal, neschaper b'ashamach. He needed another asham. This is already the third asham to get kapara from. Then he found the original asham. What's the halacha when he finds the asham that was lost? Vinitik zel oila. It becomes a karban oila. Maushi yosef alav chaymish. The shayla was that if you're going to be poida this animal now, is there going to be a halacha of chaymish? So the question is, do we look at it as a hektish sheni, or do we look at it as it's so far removed? So maybe over here you're going to have the halacha that you have to be Moisef Chaymish. Amar Abaya, so the same exact exchange. My kami boyle. Rabbi Abed's clearing with his two, it's removed on two levels. Number one, it's a different animal. And number two, it's a different Kedusha. He says, which one was Rabbi Avin Shaila? Ish ne guf from Kedusha Achaz Kabin Boyle. If the Shaila was, because it's a different guf, then Tibar B'le B'le Nischaper. Then just say very simple. You transfer the Kedusha, it's a different guf now. Do you look at it as a Hektish Rishon, you look at it as a Hektish Hedi? And Ish ne Kedusha is the guf Achaz Kabin Boyle. Tibar B'le B'le Mumum. And if his Iker Shaila was, that it's a different Kedusha, then what do you need the mum for? Very simple. You had an Asham. You were... it got lost, and now it became an oila. So if you were paid it originally, now you're being paid it again. Do you look at it as a different animal? Or do you not look at it as a different animal? So again, what was this? Shaila was both. Meaning, this was all nichnas in a shaila, and he just threw out to the extreme case. What would be if you had both of them? So maybe over there, the halach is, maybe there you would have the chaymish. Lishna achrina, another lishna, which is again mirroring the second lishna in the previous gemara. Over here, again, Rabbi Abin's going to be asking what Abai wants him to ask. Bai Rabbi Abin, hifrish hashem l'schaper boi, v'humam, v'chil lo yalachar, v'hoysev chaymish. So the question is, Maushi Yosef Olav Chaymish. So again, in this case, you were mafish to Asham, it developed a mum, you were mechalil on another animal. So the question is, you have to be Yosef Chaymish on the second animal. Says the Gemara, Nischapeb Asham Achar Vinitig Zelo, Oilu Maushi Yosef Chaymish. What was the second Shiloh? The other case, where you had an Asham, and now it got lost. So because of that, it became, and you were mad for something else, you got kapara from the something else, and now it became an oila. Meaning those two shailas that Abaye wants Rabbi to ask in the first Lishna is what Rabbi is asking in the second Lishna. Amar Abaye, hadein kami ba'ile. But again, Abaye wasn't happy. He said, what's his ikka shaila? Ik kedusha acheres b'oisa guf kami ba'ile. If his ikka question is the fact that it's a kedusha acheres, daloini ba'ile humam. Then why is he asking the shaila where it developed the mum, where it's the same kedusha? And ik guf acha b'oisa kedusha, loini ba'ine schapet b'asham acha. Again, this was all Rabbi Abin Shaila. Huma v'chila yalachar. Maushi Yosef alav chaymish. If it's a different animal, is there chaymish? Mi amrinu ba'ashem kamo hu de'enei moisef. You can't be moisef again on the first ashem. Ava b'gov v'achar. Ava gav t'kom ba'oisek kedusha. Moisef chaymish. But this is a different gov. Maybe you would be moisef chaymish. Oy domo. Kol oisek kedusha. Enei moisef chaymish. It's the same kedusha. So you're not going to be moisef chaymish. And intem tzuloy mehaden gov v'achar. And if you're going to tell me that it being that it's a gov v'achar, kim do oisek kedusha kom, enei moisef chaymish. Being that it's the same kedusha, you're not moisef chaymish. Nischaper ba. What would be a different shaila if it was a different kedusha? Ki ene moisef chaymish boisa aguf boisa kedusha. Avo kedusha acheres loy. I don't make even the oisa agufu ene moisef alaf chaymish teiku. And again, we didn't touch these words because it's the fourth time already that the Gemara went through this cheshbon. It's the same exact cheshbon, the same two lashonos, two different sugyas. The first is the sugya that we're learning, the halacha of tmura, specifically Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Rabbi Shimon, that you can't be meimer v'chayzer meimer. The second one is with regards to Rabbi Shulman Levi's halacha, that once you're moisef chaymish one time on a hekdesh, you're never moisef chaymish again. The question is, what if it's a different guf? What if it's a different Kedusha? What if it's a different guf and a different Kedusha exile? So just to end with one ara, so the Gemara mentioned the halacha in the daf of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. So what does Ein Oinshin Min Hadin mean? Even though Kal V'Chaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben, but when it comes to Oinshin, when it comes to punishments, we don't use the Midrash of Kal V'Chaymer. So you can get Malkus, for example, with Gzeirah Shava, with one of the other Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. But Kal V'Chaymer, Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. You can't use the Midrash of Kal V'Chaymer for Oinshin. So what's the reason? What's Pashup Shad? Why is it that Ein Oinshin Min Hadin? So the Pashup Shad is because we're afraid that there might be a percha. Because we're afraid that maybe there's a percha. So to say a svarim based medrash where there might be a percha, okay, no, so machzach. But to give a person malchus, to beat a person up, and then you're going to find out later that there was something wrong with the Kal V'Chaymer, there was an issue with the Kal V'Chaymer, that's not something you're going to do. So the reason is because you have to make sure 100% that there's no issues, right? Pasha, you think in order to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, you have to be an oikaharim. But you do it for Reb Chaim, he said in the Gemara that to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, you have to be a Sinai also. You have to be a Baki, because you have to make sure that there's no percha, right? So it's not enough to be a lamdan to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer. You have to make sure, you have to have yediyas, right? You learn the sugyas of Kal V'Chaymer. The Gemara takes you throughout Shas. And it's because everything is relevant. So to punish a person based on a Kal V'Chaymer, being that there might be a percha, that's going to be an issue. I saw in the Sefer Beis HaOtzer, from Rabbi Yosef Engels. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a tremendous arichas in Beis Oitzer. It starts in Klal Nun Gimel, and it goes, I think, till Samach Aleph. A tremendous arichas on the idea of Ein Oinshem and Adin. So he says something very geschmack. We know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, Gimel Dvarim Asam Moshe Midaita, Vesu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimai. So, Hosef Yamecha Midaita. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did was he was Pirish Miyishta. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish from his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. Says the Gemara, what was his cheshbon? How did he know to be Pirish? Darish Nasa Kalvachaymer Batwe. He made a Kalvachaymer. He said, Madach Klal Yisrael, before Maimed Har Sinai, because they were going to have some level of engagement with the Shechina. They had to be parish from their wives. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, me, I'm always talking to the Shechina. So Kal v'chomer, I have to do it. Freik Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, I geshmak akasha. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu darshan le Kal v'chomer, then why does the Gemara say that it was Gimbal Dvarim Asa Moshe Midaitai? That's not Midaitai. He darshan le Kal v'chomer. The Torah is Nidrash b'Kal v'chomer. So l'chomer, Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the midah of Kal v'chomer, which is one of the Yud Gemur midah Shatayin Nidrashes, him had to be Pirish Miyishtai. Asa Midaita is the pshat that it was his own Einfal. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's Einfal. To the extent that he was working with a Kal v'chomer, there was this Asa Moshe Midaitai, v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imai, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that Yesh Leimar, that Avada Moshe Rabbeinu was using the midah of Kal v'chomer. But any time you use a Kal v'chomer, you're taking a leap of faith. Because how do you know it's a richtige Kal v'chomer? So it was Asa Midaita in the sense that Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that this is a good Kal v'chomer. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imai, that there's no pirchas on the Kal v'chomer. Moshe Rabbeinu is a good Kal v'chomer. That was the hiskim, you're right. It's not the pshat he had this einfal and Moshe and Hashem said, you're saying good. There was a gedder. The gedder was Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kal v'chomer. But it was Midaita in the sense. Ein Oinshem and Adin, you never know for sure if it's a good Kal v'chomer. So it was also Midaita in the sense that he took the leap of faith that this is a good Kal v'chomer, that there's no pircha. And that was the hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imai, that the takia is no pircha. That's, however, the posh pshat in Ein Oinshem and Adin. So you do the marshah. Right, the Marsha says in Masechta Sanhedrin, the why Ein Oinshem and Adin? He said, because really, in order to give a person a punishment, you have to establish two things. Number one, that the crime deserves the punishment. Right? You have to make sure that a person deserves the punishment. But in the Torah, you need more than that. Because in the Torah, a punishment isn't just a punishment. It's not just Laman Yishmu V'Yiro, it's a kapara. The idea is kapara. So if there would be, if we would know that this punishment would not give a person the kapara that he needs, we would never give him the punishment. Because the matara of the oinish isn't just to punish him. The matara of the oinish is to make sure that this person is going to get kapara. So says the Marsha, anytime you want to be oinish, you want to punish somebody based on the Kal v'chomer could tell you, oh, madach, if you do the lesser avera, you get malchus. So for sure, if you do the bigger avera, you're going to get malchus. So all you're doing is you're establishing that this avera for sure deserves the punishment. But how do you know, says the Marsha, that by doing or by getting this punishment, you're going to get kapara? Because you could argue punk fakeh. Maybe only the lesser avera is going to get kapara for this punishment. But maybe the greater avera is not going to get. So says the Marsha, being that you don't know with the Kal v'chomer that the oinish is going to work, because efshe fakeh, maybe the oinish only is mechaper for the Kal. Maybe it's not mechaper for the chomer. So that reason, Ein Oinshem and Adin. So there's a lot of raid on this Marsha. It's really mefurish in the Rishonim and the Sugi of Melech. We spoke about this when we learned Masechet Sanhedrin. The Ein Kam Mekom Lekara, which is the Dover Chodosh that I saw. And that is when Yosef Engel in the Space of Oitzer brings as follows. He says, Shamati, Shebesefer Nikra Toiras Chesed. Fusefer al klolim kasa betayim de ein oichem adin. Ready for this? So last week we spoke a lot about ein lavshein by maisa in loikin olav lavshein itik lasei in loikin olav. What's the makar that lavshein by maisa in loikin olav? Do me the lav de chesima. Certainly sachsam shorvadish. And right afterwards the Torah talks about the halacha of malchus. So we say the only time you get malchus is if it's dumya the loisachsam shorvadish. Lavshein itik lasei in loikin olav. What's the makar to that? Again, it's not doing the lav de chesima. Loisach sim shorbedisha is the paradigm for a lav for which you get malchus. There's no nitik lasei by loisach sim shorbedisha. That's the example of malchus. So if it's lav shenitik lasei, it's not doing the lav de chesima. Lav shenitin lazoras misas bezdin ain't like an olav. Why not? I mean, someone's mechal Shabbos. Loisach sim kambalacha, right? Ain't lecha loisach sim gedoyle mizu. So if someone's mechal Shabbos, someone's oivet avay dezari, doesn't get malchus. Now you're going to tell me he gets misa anyways. Come live with the rabbin. It's not true. What if there was no hasral de misa? Let's say there was hasral de malchus. You still don't get malchus. Why not? Because it's not dumya de loisach sim sharbedishai. Lav she bechlolois, you don't get malchus. Why not? Because it's not dumya de lav de chesima. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he heard that in the Sefer Teiras Chesed, the Mechaber wanted to say a davar chadash. He said, you want to know why Ein Oinshem and Adin? because it's not dumya de loisachsim sharbedisha. Loisachsim sharbedisha is a mefurish shalaf. It's not learned out from a kalvachomer. So if I only know the loisase from a kalvachomer, it's not dumya de loisachsim sharbedisha. Oh, if it's not dumya de loisachsim sharbedisha, so it's not dumya de lav de chsima. So for the same reason, there's no malchus for lav shem meis, and for the same reason, no malchus for lav shem tiknasei nafchit lazaros misus bezin lav shem becholos. There's not going to be malchus when you learn it from a kalvachomer. Why? Because it's veit and not dumya de loisachsim sharbedisha. Tremendous charifos, a beautiful, beautiful heart. Right? If you learn it from a hekish, says Rabbi Yitzchak Engel, then it's beforeish in the Torah. Hekish is commanded chsiv b'Torah. There is shavus if it's beforeish in the Torah, but kalvachomer is never commanded. So it's not mefurish, it's not dumi de loisachsim, says Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says one problem with this. Beautiful, it's gishma. But there's one problem. The problem is, ein oich bandin is not only a halacha by malchus. It's true by misas bezdin also. It's true by all ancient. Tosis bava kamad abezim and alf discusses, do you have ein oich bandin when it comes to unche mamoy? So Tosis dabez, and there's the piskei Tosis, Tosis dabdal, the steers and Tosis beginning of sachs bava kam. But it's not only true for malchus. So it says, Rabbi Yosef Engel, bishleimu for malchus, there's a halacha of dumya delay sachs of sharbedishai. It's going to work very gishmak. But in terms of that, well, how's that going to work? But just one other aura, just to be messiah. With one psachsidish vart lekovid beirul yontif and Remaya. So just to conclude with one chsidish aura, and that is that we've spoken at many times over the years from the Hilig of Bnei Yisascha, that the Bnei Yisascha says that we know that there's yud gimel midah shatayin nedrashes behem. There's also yud gimel midah sherachim, and the Sfar Makdashim say that if, when a person learns the Torah, he learns the yud gimel midah shatayin nedrashes behem. It's ma'irer the yud gimel midah sherachim, but Bnei Yisascha brings it from the Magid. Said that it's much deeper than that. He says that really each one of the 13 of Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Nedrashes Behem corresponds to each one of the 13 Midah Shel Rachamim. And it's literally number one corresponds to number one, number two corresponds to number two. What's the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Nedrashes Behem? Is Torah, is Kal V'Chaim. What's the first of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim? It's Kel. Now the truth is, Tais Rosh Hashanah says it's Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachamim Chanim. But he brings from the Noi de Bihuda. The Yisrael quotes the Noida Bihuda in his drushes and slach with the Noida Bihuda said that really it's kale. See, it goes with the Noida Bihuda. As they stand for Makdashim. That it's. The what?
He brings the
Toysfus. Aha. Oh, so I'll go upon him. So he says kale is the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sherachamim, and Kalvachomer is the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sherachamim, which means that Kalvachomer corresponds to kale. Says the Bnei Yisrael that kale is the Midah of Refuah. When Miriam was a Mitzayra, Vayitzak Moisha Lashem Lemar, kale no, Refan Allah. Because kale is the midah of refuah. Refuah comes from which midah of the yud gimel midah sharachamim? It's kale. He says if that's the case, kal v'chomer is a school of refuah. As he's out there, he says that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, so the itzak Moshe Hashem lemer kale no refan olah v'yemer Hashem al Moshe. So what did Hashem tell Moshe? V'avia yarek yarek b'fanel halait dekal and shivas yamim. If Miriam's father would be upset at her, what would happen? 7 days. So nadach. Miriam's father, Kal V'Chomer. Why Kal V'Chomer? Why did Eibush to respond with a Kal V'Chomer? Because Kale was Meir Kal V'Chomer. And Kal V'Chomer is a skula for a fool. V'advorim neflam. We've been Meirich. We found the Ben Yoyada once in the second parak of Masech. This Gittin who says this before, she brings it from the Bnei Yisascha. Highly great. But the bottom line is Kal V'Chomer. The mid of Kal V'Chomer is Ma'ir, the mid of Kale. It's Ma'ir, the mid of refuah. So how could you punish a Yid with a Kal V'Chomer? Maybe that's why. Ain't no shame in that there.